Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game. It's all about the game and how you play it.
All about control.
And if you can take it,
all about your debt.
And if you can pay it,
it's all about pain.
And who's gonna make it?
I am the game,
you don't wanna play me.
I am control,
no way you can shake me.
I am heavy debt,
no way you can pay me.
I am the pain,
and I know you can't take me.
Look over your shoulder,
ready to run
like a Cleveland bitch
from a smoking gun.
I am the game,
and I make the rules.
So move on out,
you can die like a fool.
Try to figure out what my moves gonna be.
Today's TFA. Bro, we are talking two rookie running backs. We're going with DeAndre Swift, who, according to 4-4 ADP, coming off of boards at 606 at RB27, and Cam Akers coming off of boards at RB29 at 610. Before we jump into it, please make sure you guys subscribe, like, do all that stuff for us. We really appreciate all the support and feedback we've been getting recently, and we want to keep these coming to you guys. We're going to jump in and jump out of these quick for your content pleasure. Kev, go ahead and jump off. You're going to be taking the DeAndre Swift side of things. So why are you taking Swift over Akers?
Well, one, I think he has maybe a little bit clearer path of touches. And people say, wait, what? Like Kerryon Johnson's still there. And I think people are overvaluing Kerryon Johnson. I think DeAndre Swift is going to be the lead back in this backfield. He is definitely the better back of the two. DeAndre Swift is 5'8", 212, had an 83 percentile speed score, 4.4840, 120.9 percentile burst score, 21.1% college dominator, averaged 4.73 yards created, 700 yards after contact, 37.5% breakaway runs, 1.14 yards per route run, and he also created 5+ yards on 34% of his carries. So, I mean, just looking at DeAndre Swift, like DeAndre Swift is, again, heading into this offseason, like the start of this process where we started looking at rookies, like DeAndre Swift was kind of the 101 for a lot of people. It was either him or Jonathan Taylor. And then he just kind of like was just there for most people. We've kind of talked about this already with DeAndre Swift. I don't get it. I don't know why. The dude is a super, is a terrific athlete, is certainly a three down back, somebody who's capable of doing, has the size, has the speed to be able to be a terrific. He might be the best pass catcher in this class. We talk a lot about Clyde Edwards-Helaire and what he was able to do, but I think on what he can do in the open field, I think that's DeAndre Swift. I think you can make a case he's one of the best, especially in the top five in terms of just pass catching ability. And so that's another thing that I love about him. Kerryon Johnson has missed 18 of his last 32 games. Ty Johnson also saw 31 targets last year on only playing 28% of the snaps in Detroit last season. I think that DeAndre Swift at the very bare minimum starts the season as the pass catching back. We've seen guys like Theo Riddick in this backfield to really be able to produce. Like Theo Riddick had season where he had 85, 90 targets. And 2019 saw the Lions running backs targeted 101 times. That was the lowest since 2013 while Stafford was under center. Now, obviously, we know that Stafford was only center from weeks 1-8. He targeted his running backs on 45 attempts or almost a 19% target share. The year prior, running backs were targeted 141 times on 555 attempts, which was 25%, which is super high. That is top five in the league in terms of passing targets to his running backs. And Swift's skill set sets him up perfectly to take advantage. I think that you can look probably, I think at the bare minimum to start the season, I think he probably starts and at least gets 45 to 50% of the touches in the backfield. I think by season's end, he is the workhorse in this backfield, all three downs. You cannot count on Kerryon Johnson to be the lead back in this backfield. He has just never been able to stay healthy. I think he has opportunities. I think he gets touches, but I think this is DeAndre Swift's backfield. He was selected at the top of the second round, pick 35, you know, almost a first round pick. So I absolutely love him. I mean, during his college career at Georgia, Swift averaged 6.6 yards per catch on 73 receptions. There's just not much to not like here about DeAndre Swift. Going in the sixth round is absolutely ridiculous. I have him ranked at RB 18. I think in PPR formats, I think that he is somebody that could go even higher than that. I think if we knew he was getting this backfield to himself, that I would have him as a borderline RB1. I think he's that good. With Lions have been waiting for a workhorse back. They've taken Kerryon Johnson. What, they've had Javid Best and Amir Abdullah, and you know, they've had a lot of guys come through this backfield. Theo Riddick was the pass catching back, but this is the kind of the guy they've been looking for. And I think DeAndre Swift really, I think we look back at this and realize that we were all a little bit too low on DeAndre Swift heading into this process, because he's just kind of been the guy. Now, why would I take him over Cam Akers? Now, Cam Akers, obviously, I don't think they are too far apart in terms of where I would take them. I would be happy to get either one of these guys at their current ADP. Sixth round is a little bit too low. I mean, if we look back last year, guys like David Montgomery were going in the third and fourth round, which is fucking ridiculous compared to these two guys. But like I said, if I had to take one, I want DeAndre Swift. I get why Cam Akers, why you may like him a little bit more. But for me, I just think he is the total package. I am much less worried about what Kerryon Johnson, and they have nothing else. This offense is an offense that I think is a little bit more concentrated and target as well. We know they have Kenny Galladay, Marvin Jones. This is and then they also have TJ Hockenson, which is a second year tight end, and that's kind of it. After that, it's like Danny Amendola and stuff like that. So I love DeAndre Swift. I think that he is being undervalued. I actually have him as the second rookie off the board for me in my rankings. I have Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the top 10, and then it's DeAndre Swift for me, and then you have to get Jonathan Taylor. So that's where I'm at on him.
So the big knock with Cam Akers right now is this whole committee thing that we keep hearing about Sean McVay and this coach speak. So let's smash that and get that over with. Get all the fucking way up out of here if you think that this is just going to be a committee. Well, McVay has said on a couple different occasions that, you know, it's going to be a three-headed workhorse or a three-headed committee, and he really liked what San Francisco did. But stop it. Stop it. All we heard all season last year leading up to the season was, hey, they're really going to be monitoring Todd Gurley's touches and his role in this offense. They're going to be cutting back on his snaps. You know, they went out and I think they traded up in the third round to get Darrell Henderson. They took him in 2019. And what ended up happening? Gurley was basically Gurley in terms of his touches and his involvement in the offense. He ended up having, I think it was the fourth highest snaps among running backs. He ended up getting like almost 70% of the running back opportunity in Los Angeles. And that was, so that only left like 30 or 31% between John Kelly, Darrell Henderson, and Malcolm Brown. So it was, oh, well, we're gonna split this workload. And then Gurley ended up getting 70% of the fucking opportunity anyway. You are Sean McVay and you look at that roster. What we need to do a better job of
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As fantasy analysts and, you know, just fans of the game, is look at what teams are doing and not what they're saying. Sean McVay truly thought that he could run a committee and an effective committee with Henderson and Brown. You don't go and end up spending your first pick of the draft. The Rams didn't pick until 52nd overall, and then they took another running back. Like, I don't care what he's saying right now. Watch what they have done. it, like, if they actually thought Henderson was the guy, he would have gotten more opportunity last year, especially toward the end of the year when it looked like the Rams weren't going to be making the playoffs anyway. So we have to get that out of the way first and foremost. If you don't want to, please keep letting Akers fall to RB29, and I will happily snatch him up there. So with that out of the way, the next big thing with Akers is you look at that offensive line and how garbage that was last year for the Rams. I don't care that Cam Akers ran behind a terrible offensive line at Florida State, which he did. That's not even going to necessarily factor into my analysis of the situation here. That entire situation at Florida State was awful from beginning to end for him. He had several different coaches. He ran through several different schemes. So he's used to all this other shit going on around him and producing in situations that are frankly just that are not the best situations for him to be having this production in. He had two 1,000 yard seasons at Florida State, his freshman year and then last year. If you look at what he did from a more advanced stats standpoint, tied for seventh in forced missed tackles. He was 12th in yards after contact. So the dude's going to be able to produce in not the greatest situations, the situations that are not looking the brightest for him. But if you look at the Rams offensive line last year, so they were super inexperienced, and that was a pretty young group, especially in terms of playing together. They dealt with a bunch of injuries. If you go and look at most NFL offensive lines and their snaps and the guys who are leading in snaps, you're going to have a handful of guys who are leading with 70, 80, 90% of the snaps. If you look at the Rams, they only had two offensive linemen who played more than 70% of the snaps last year. The offensive lineman with the second most snaps was someone that they claimed off of waivers. Their third offensive lineman was a fifth-round rookie who played quarterback in high school, switched to tight end in his first year at Wisconsin, and then ended up making the switch to offensive line after that. So you're talking about a guy who's inexperienced at the position. I think he had like 60% of their snaps. And if you compare that to a situation like somewhere like Houston, for instance, where there's not a lot of highly sought after individual talent outside of Laramie Tunsil, but they had four offensive linemen who played 86% or higher of the snaps together. So that just goes to show that like the continuity is super important in a situation like that. Their line should be back and healthy. We're expecting the Rams to run more 12 personnel, more two tight end sets. That'll help out, because I can't imagine they're going to flank both of those guys. They're going to have at least one of those guys attached. So I think the offensive line situation is kind of being a little overblown. If they can come back and be healthy, I think that's going to be a big spike to the production for the running back position for the Rams. And as bad as Gurley's season was perceived last year, he still finished as an RB1. I think he was RB12 last year. And the place that really hurt him, and something I think Akers is really good at, is the pass catching. Gurley only had like 40-some targets last year, and the 2 years prior, he had 80 in back-to-back seasons. So if he can slide into that Gurley role from 2018 in terms of getting more targets, I could see a path to Cam Akers finishing as an RB1 this season, as long as he's able to take that role and run with it from the get-go. I think it's going to be sooner rather than later. I don't think this is a situation where it's going to take Akers until, you know, week 5 or 6 in order to take over this backfield. I think this happens by week 1 or 2, to be completely honest. I don't think Henderson is anyone we have to worry about, because Henderson is if you watched his tape at Memphis, he's someone who needed those wide open holes in order for him to really get going and to really produce. He's not going to necessarily have that with Los Angeles, even when their offensive line does improve like I'm expecting from last year. I think this is a case where Akers is just going to come in and completely snatch that role away. And he's someone who I'm just really high on this year.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, I mean, I think we both kind of agree upon both these guys. If you can get both these guys later round, I would, like I said, I prefer DeAndre Swift because of his pass catching upside, and I know that I can bank on that as bankable targets that he's going to get no matter what. I don't think I think at the very least we're talking a couple of weeks, and he's going to end up being the future back in this offense. Yeah, I think it could happen starting week one. He's that good, so that's kind of why I prefer DeAndre Swift. But like I said, you can get either one of these guys in the sixth round is absolutely ridiculous. They could end up rising as we start hearing more and more about the stuff. Maybe they end up going in the fourth or fifth round. I still would have no problem with that, especially where how far running backs are being pushed up in drafts. Like, these two are some of the biggest steals in drafts right now. But like I said, I fall on the DeAndre Swift side of it just because of everything that I laid out there. So I would be perfectly happy with getting either one of these guys, but I am definitely taking DeAndre Swift. And I know everybody else will agree with me that DeAndre Swift is the pick and the side to go on. So other than that, all I want to say is I really appreciate everybody checking out the show. Keep hitting that like and subscribe button. Every time you hit that like button, it tells YouTube that to show our content. So I really appreciate it. It helps us grow. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. We truly, truly appreciate it. We're trying to do this stuff for you guys, try to help you guys win championships, because that's what we're here for. I keep saying it, but I mean it. Hashtag TFA for the chip, because that's what we're doing. That's what we're here for. And if we're not, you let me know, and I'll come up with something for you. If you don't win a championship off what we talk about, I got you. I got your back, because that's what we do here. We win championships. We don't do no flimsy bullshit takes like everyone else does, So I'm DeAndre Swift. Pound that DeAndre Swift draft button, and let's win some championships. Let's go.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.